Hello, Libra, April here from Real Talk Tarot, and today I've got your reading for September. Now keep in mind, this will be a general overall collective, may or may not resonate. You guys know the drill if you've been listening to me or any other readers. Okay, so Libra, now in the preliminary shuffle, I am getting the impression that this month you may be getting a communication regarding a little codependency, a little toxicity. We have the devil. So, but I see you being victorious, walking away. We had a victory card and a justice card. Okay. So in September, if there's been something a little bit toxic going on in your world, this month you might be just walking away from it, okay? Just dropping it. Now, this month I've decided to give everyone a animal spirit from the Native American medicine cards here. And you have the mouse reversed. Alright. So I am going to find the mouse reversed. Or not. And we're going to find out what is going on here with this mouse energy. Okay. Mouse in the contrary position may be telling you that you're spending too much time with matters of great consequence when you should be paying a traffic ticket or sweeping out your place. Okay? You might have gotten a little messy in some kind of way. Something in your life needs tidying up. Okay? Could be a physical space. It could be a mental space. Could be an emotional place. Whatever this means to you, but the little mouse needs to see the big picture. Okay, so you might be focused on too many small details. All right, this month. Okay, and that could lead you to miss opportunities, it could also cause you to miss this pre-shuffle here energy of what has been toxic kind of underneath, kind of in the background noise, okay, that maybe you just weren't aware of, but in September, you might be made aware of it through communication of some kind. All right, Libra, let's get into these cards. Now, I am going to throw down some cards here. We'll do a little clarification. And we'll get some additional information through my spirit deck, through the crystal card reading for healing, and from the Prism Oracle deck for some auras. All right. So kind of got a few things going on here for you. We're going to get as many clear messages as we can, Spirit, please, for the Starseed of Libra for September. Chariot reversed. Okay, so you may be feeling like something is stuck and it's not moving. Page of Swords reversed. Yeah. You may be coming out of that one foot in, one foot out mentality. But someone here is kind of stuck, and that's keeping them from, it's keeping this little mouse from moving. We have the Eight of Swords reversed. All right. Whatever you've been telling yourself or keeping yourself in some little box here, I think you're going to be coming out of that in September. September is a move, should be a month of movement for you. Let's see if we can get this chariot going, because it's upside down right now. But that could change as the month moves along. Because I do see something is changing here. Let's get some more for Libra, please. Death reversed, world reversed, and the Four of Wands reversed. More stuck energy, Libra. So you could even just be doing this to yourself. Just through your thoughts and inaction. This is so stuck. A transformation that's needing to happen to get this world turning. It's upside down here. And you're not getting the happiness out of this situation with the Four of Wands reversed. It could be that you're seeing what you thought was going to be your happiness. Maybe there's a change of heart here. Sun reversed. There's a little bit of shadow going on here. Or you're in something that could be toxic with that double energy. And September finds you thinking about a way out. Let's clarify this a little bit here. Maybe something you've already in the back of your mind, but I think it's coming. It may come, you know. It might be coming up to the surface for you here in September. We have the Five of Swords. So that is, that's having the upper hand in a situation, okay? So I'm not sure if you have the upper hand in this situation or not. Maybe you do and you don't realize it and Spirit wants you to. The Emperor, all right? That's a boss energy. That's it's all the kings. This could be you. Stability. All right, there may be some stability coming to you this month. That could be, again, financially, emotionally, mentally. So maybe you're going to conquer something within yourself this month. We have the Ten of Pentacles. That could bring you a fair amount of wealth here. Seven of Swords. Well, someone's being sneaky or deceptive here, okay? Maybe someone is going about getting the upper hand and being the Emperor in a kind of sneaky, backhanded way. But the Emperor is upright, so... Yeah. I really think this month you're going to walk away from something that's not. You have the Wheel of Fortune upright this time. So you're going to be moving away from, because you have the Eight of Cups. Moving to higher ground. This doesn't necessarily mean leaving. It could mean just in your heart or mind space that you are elevating yourself above this kind of... riffraff energy. Okay. You have the Hermit. So probably by the end of the month, you will have to, you're going to have to go within to process all of this energy. You've been dealing with something definitely something toxic and deceptive, okay? In some part of your world, There's an emperor. Yeah, or someone posing as an emperor. Do we have a poser here? Maybe someone promised you the sun, moon, and stars, and they gave you something quite different. Is someone maybe keeping you on hold in the wings? They're just kind of like playing this little game of in and out with you. If that's the case, someone's being a little wishy-washy. They're very confused energy here. All right, let's see if we can get let's get some additional messages here from my deck. And let's see what my spirit guides have to say about this read. Someone's been unable or unwilling to change, meet someone halfway. They want the upper hand here. Antichrist. Well, not interesting, because you had the devil. So there you go. There's definitely some kind of energy here. And it's a little bit toxic. Ah, white flag. So you might be surrendering in some way, okay? And this doesn't mean you're giving up the fight, but you might decide just taking a break from this and stepping away. Maybe that's why the stuck energy is on purpose. It might be well, either spirit is trying to make you take a step back from this, or you're doing it for yourself. All right, but some type of surrender to this situation needs to happen. That maybe, you're just not going to get what you want out of this. It might be best to move along, or I do, it does feel like you want to. Maybe, if you are in line for some coins here, you might want to protect that. That could be, maybe you feel as though someone may try to someone may try to disrupt that in some way. Get another one. I always wanted to be somebody, but I should have been more specific. All right, so you could be dealing with someone who's just lost, someone who just does not know themselves. All right, and maybe they made some choices here that have affected you. All right. And due to their lack of identity and insecurity, they will fall for anything or do whatever, they will just go along with. All right, let's go to the bigger deck and we'll get a couple from there. Spirit, this thing is massive for the star seed of Libra for the month of September. These things are so hard to show. They're ridiculous. We are. All right. Spirit does not want to give me messages. Why is this? Walk softly. carry a big stick. All right. So I do think, there's a power in silence, okay? There's a power in calm and control of a situation. So spirit is guiding you not to be try not to be too emotional. Just try to be more in control of yourself. And knowing who you are and what you stand for is the big stick. Okay, you don't have to beat everybody over the head with it. People will know it. You'll command respect, okay? Instead of demanding it, which you never get it that way. Disconnect. All right, so you might again, I think you'll be disconnecting from anything that has been little bit on the toxic side. And finally, let's get one more, and then we're going to go to the gemstones shadows. Okay, so there could be someone here who is who's living in their shadow side. Might not even know it. All right. But you're here with your big stick to help them figure it out. Right, Libra? Okay. Now, let's move along to, and again, the mouse wants you to not get overwhelmed with details, or focus in on one thing to the point of neglecting everything else. Okay, so maybe this energy, this whatever this mess here is, has been taking up too much of your headspace and too much of your time and energy when there are other things in your life that you should be focused on. All right. So let's see what the crystal gemstones are for the month of September, Spirit, for healing and guidance. These crystals can be used in any number of ways. If you've already used crystals, you know what to do. Just having them on you could be protection. You have the agate, and that is for stability, grounding, and support. All right, so as you're going through this kind of moving away from something, you're going to need to be grounded and support yourself, okay? Make sure that you're doing enough self-care. What else for Libra, please? Two more for Libra. Sapphire. Wisdom, virtue, and good fortune. Okay, so we do have the Ten of Pentacles out here. So being using your discernment here this month will be important. Let's see. Ooh. Obsidian, self-reflection, protection, and growth. All right, so clearly, spirit sees a need for protection and grounding this month for you. So again, your gemstones are agate, sapphire, and obsidian. All right. And finally, we're going to wrap up this reading here with the Prism Oracle cards and see what is going on in and around the energy of the starseed of Libra, please, spirit. For the month of September. Okay. You have death, energy reversed, and stop reversed. Okay. So, what I'm feeling from this is this transformation is going to come. It could take all month, who knows? It could be longer. Again, these aren't necessarily exactly for the time frame. It's just whenever you hear it and it resonates. So the Death card indicates that there will be a transformation. Something here is going to change. Don't stop. Don't stop. Keep going. All right. Stop is in the reverse. So whatever this situation is, you can't allow it to hold you back. And energy is reversed. So you might feel a little tired this month. Okay, you might feel a little drained from all of this. But spirit wants you to reverse this energy, transmute this energy, and use it to ascend. Okay, that's what we're all here for—is the ascension, right? And no, I don't mean, everybody's going to float up into space on a certain day. No, I'm talking about your soul and your growth and your emotional development, all of that. All right. Ascending in spirit. All right, Libra, that's what I have for you for the month of September. I hope you enjoyed this reading and I would love to have you back again. And as always, stay blissed. Stay blessed and stay tuned.